Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were hanging out in his backyard one night and his buddy left. He went inside, but something chased his friend out of his yard. Was it a Bigfoot?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Okay, Bigfoot, what's your opinion on this, Todd? Is this something where it's like a animal creature that we just don't know about, or they're very reclusive and all that, or is this something where it's more ghostly and it kind of takes on that appearance of something that looks like Harry and the Hendersons?
Was that a TV show or just a movie?
It was both. It was originally a movie, and then there was like a spin-off television show. I don't know how many seasons it ran for, but now you got me on a freaking rabbit hole. So,
all the deaths this past weekend, the little kid from Elf passed away over
really?
The weekend. So,
yeah, that one too.
I mean, there's so many celebrity deaths this past weekend.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think Sasquatch could be real, and I think it could be a mix between aliens slash time travel slash slips in the matrix kind of thing, where these things kind of come and go and they're there sometimes and then they're not there sometimes. And I also think that paranormal ghosts and stuff may also be in a similar situation where are they just spirits hanging out, or do they kind of come and go through that veil and all that stuff? So I think Sasquatch, I think Bigfoot can be real. I just don't know that we can really categorize it at this point.
Yeah, it's interesting, those sort of things. Here we go. Here's a promo for Harry and the Hendersons in 1992.
Do you shave with a razor or do you just use a lawnmower?
On the next Harry and the Hendersons. Uh-oh. Uncle Brett falls victim to an ancient spell.
Bada-boom, eh?
And now he's a regular comedian.
Brett, knock it off.
Oh, welcome to the show, Mr. Late Arrival.
Can the curse be cured?
Bada-bing!
Or is it catching? On the next hypnotically funny Harry and the Hendersons.
6 o'clock Saturday on Fox.
Wow. Do they, I don't watch a lot of like current TV from the networks. Do they still do promos like that?
I don't think so. I mean, they do promos, I think, but it's not like on the next Wacky Harry and the Hendersons.
What do you use, a razor or a lawnmower? Oh my God. Was that horrible?
It only lasted 3 seasons. It was in 1991 that it aired Universal Television. So I'm assuming this was,
but it said Fox.
But I'm wondering if it could have run on any network, depending on who was picking it up. Like a
gotcha. Yeah.
Like it's not like Regis and or not Regis. That's the last time I watched it. Whatever it is now. But that was a syndicated. Like it could be on CBS in one market. It could be ABC in another. But I think ABC produces it now. So I don't know if it's a difference. I don't know. But yeah. And an all-new Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry's in trouble after the kids come back to school, blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, my God.
Harry just ate the family cat. Whoa! That's right. The family finds out when they see a sparkling bell being shit out by Harry. He realizes the cat's gone. On an all-new Harry and the Hendersons.
No, you missed it. The cat's out of the bag. That's how that would end.
Yes. The cat's out of the bag on an all-new Harry and the Hendersons. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Fox. There we go. All right.
Let's go to our ghost.
I won't lie. I kind of miss that stuff.
I do too. That's why. That's why I'm glad we have YouTube.
Me too.
You can just kind of go back in time to a simpler time and just watch those things. I like to do that sometimes. Okay, let's go to our caller here at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, Tony. This is Trevor. I actually got quite a few stories, but the one that really strikes me as odd is one night, this is back in like 2007, okay? And we had one of those old 70s-style fireplaces that they look like orange cones, basically, but we had it outside. And we had a fire one night. My mom had a bottle of wine. We were probably like 16, 17, whatever. And we were drinking the wine. And we kind of got a little buzz off it. First time probably ever really drank or whatever. But the girls leave. It ends up being me and my friend, Seth. All right. And I actually had a German Shepherd at the time. It wasn't like a drug dog, like brown and black. It was just an all-black German Shepherd. So my buddy Seth, he leaves. And you remember those old caller IDs, like the white ones, like the Talkatone or whatever the fuck it was. I can't, pardon my language. But whatever it was, like, he leaves. And he calls me on a cell phone. And I remember looking at the caller ID thinking, oh, maybe he left his phone here. Then I quickly realized he couldn't be calling me if he's on the phone. So anyway, so I answered it. He's out of breath, running. He was like, dude, someone just chased me out of the backyard of your house. Okay. So I'm like, well, what do you mean? We used to have these rabbits that used to nest in the bushes and stuff. We had, like, in our backyard, it used to be just surrounded by bushes and shrubs and trees, like at the corners and stuff. And so I told him, I was like, yeah, it was probably just rabbits. He's like, no, dude. He's like, okay, we have where my house was, it's that perpendicular. So it's like an L shape. There was a garage at the strong arm of the L, and our house sat on the bottom. But there was a space in between them. And he said when he was walking by, he looked between that space and see if the fire was going out, which it was, or whatever. And then he passed the garage that sat perpendicular to our house. And he said right after he got there, there was a series of like four bushes, okay? And he said he looked, saw the fire that was going out, and then once he passed the garage, he looked back and he said something came running at him out of the bushes. And this is what he's telling me on the phone. I'm like, what are you talking about? And at this point, I had to take my dog outside so he could use the restroom. I'm on the phone and he's like, dude, I'll just talk to you tomorrow. So I'm outside by myself. And when we had the fire, I had a grill set up too. And I had a butcher's knife on the grill because we made steaks or whatever. And I had my German Shepherd out there. Big dog. He bit me. He's injured me. Like, he is a very protected dog. He wasn't vicious or anything, but if you fuck with him, right, you're going to get the rats. You know what I'm saying? So after that phone call, I'm taking my dog out, making sure the fire's out, making sure the grill's off, all that stuff. And at the very back right corner of my yard, there was a tree. We built a tree house in it and all kinds of stuff. But my dog, his name was Rambo, not Rainbow, Rambo, like Sylvester Stallone. He like peeks at this tree. You know how like hunting dogs do when they pull their leg up and their tail goes stiff and the spine of their fur like stands up? That's what he was doing. And I'm like, Rambo, like, let's go. You know, I'm trying to get inside, you know, just hurry up, take a poop and let's go back inside. But he would not move. I had him on a leash and I was pulling him, but he would not move. He was staring straight back to the right corner of this yard where this tree was at. And out of nowhere, this tree, this thing was like the size, it wasn't a huge tree, like a redwood, like Californian tree or anything like that. It was about the size of a telephone pole. Like, so it was a decent sized tree, but this tree started shaking. Leaves were coming off it. And at first, I thought it was, like I said, the rabbits, or we had raccoons sometimes too. And I thought maybe there was like a fight, but the whole tree was twisting. You know what I'm saying? And my dog was like, put his tail down, his nose down, and we went back inside. I spent that whole night staring out the back of my fucking house, out through the window in the kitchen, because I didn't know. It's crazy, but I live in Northeast Ohio, okay? I live about 45 minutes south of Akron, and I thought it was crazy, too. The name of my town is New Philadelphia, Ohio, but it is a small town. But if you ever listen to Beyond Creepy, that YouTube channel with Mr. Black, there's actually evidence of a Bigfoot sighting back in like 1972 or something like that in my hometown. But when my friend came back the next morning, I'm like, dude, and I'm telling him, like, this is probably rabbits, raccoons, whatever. He's like, dude, this thing that charged at me was as low as the lowest branch on, we had three trees, like two on each corner, and then there was bushes on each side. He was like, it was as low as the lowest branch. We go out there, we couldn't even grab off. Like, even if you could dunk a basketball, you could not get this thing. This thing was like 9-10 feet tall, like the branch. I didn't see what he saw, but he was telling me, he's like, no, dude, this was not rabbits, this was not raccoons. He's like, whatever chased me out of your yard was as high as that. And I was left dumbfounded, dude. I don't know. Like, I've been wanting to call and tell you guys about that story, but, like, I don't know how to word it right and all this and that. You know how it is. But, like, I have other stories, too. Like, I have paranormal ghost stories, blacker and black figures, all kinds of stuff. So I hope you use this. I appreciate your show. You know, thanks for giving me the time. If you would like to call me back, my number is 33.
Yeah. Okay. We'll turn that part off. I ever wonder if there's just NBA players that like to dress in Harry and the Henderson suits and walk around woods to fuck with people.
Yeah, I don't think people do that. I do know people. True story. And yeah. Let me just say, first of all, he had me at 70s fireplace, because as soon as he said that, I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yes,
I would love one of those. But I do know people who are part of a paranormal group. Okay, and there are some people online. There are these paranormal people online that they're all about the drama, and they're all about, oh, we're gonna go out, we're going to go out to the woods and we're going to investigate. And they do live, like, Facebook streams and stuff like that. And I do know people that will then go to that location, hang out in the woods, and, you know, make whooping sounds and stuff like that. So they're out there whooping, and then I'm watching the Facebook feed, and they're like, did you hear that in the background? Oh my gosh, do you hear that? Something's responding to it. And it's people that I know, and it's in a totally different part of the country. So I do know there are people that do that.
Okay.
But I don't know any NBA stars that would necessarily walk around.
I think
do
if
that.
You're, you know, yeah, we're really tall, you know, abnormally tall, you'd stand out in a crowd, like, literally, you could really pull that off. You get the big suit on, just start walking around people's back. I guess the scary part would be, getting shot at. By someone.
Yeah, especially by certain people, right? If you're out in the woods and in the middle of nowhere.
It's like,
you gotta be careful of that.
Get a Kevlar Harry and the Henderson suit and walk around in that. That would be
I would not suggest doing this, except to douchebags that think they're pretty cool and stuff like that. But you know, honestly, like, when you talk about woods and all that kind of stuff, it's another form of paranormal stuff that goes on out there. There's elementals possibly out there. And I don't know if people believe in wood nymphs and elves and all that kind of stuff, but there are people that believe in it. And certainly if you go to the UK, places like Ireland and parts of Scotland and England, they truly believe that they have activity from like things in the woods. Yeah.
I believe Whole Foods is now carrying wood nymphs in the deli case, actually. It's right next to the roast beef. And it's magical. I thought
it might be in the produce section, to be honest.
It's magical. It's really kind of got like a chickeny and a beef flavor at the same time with a weird hint of seafood as well. It's like the best of all worlds, right?
But it's not supposed to taste like seafood, but for some reason it does.
It does.
Which means it's probably past its prime. You might want to check the buy-on date.
And it's good for keto. And if you have anything, if you have alpha gal or anything like that, it's one of those meats you can eat. So wood nymphs.
Wood nymphs. The meat you can eat. The meat. Tonight on Fox at 9 o'clock.
And that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, check it out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's buy one, get one, half off, by the way, on Wood Nymphs every Wednesday at Whole Foods. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.